Morten, welcome to Talk Satellite.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Can you give us background on your company history and how Telenor Satellite Broadcasting fits into the Telenor Group?
The company as such goes back to, I believe, mid-70s, when the oil operation started in the North Sea, and also when Svalbard, the far north island group, needed broadcasting services. So it was to provide services both for the oil installations and for Svalbard. That's the background for the company. It started on rented satellite capacity. We acquired the first satellite in 1997. Yeah, that's the first fully owned satellite. That's the background. Telenor Group is mainly a fixed mobile company with operations in Europe and in Asia. However, the main strategy is to provide internet connectivity to all. And without satellites, you can't do that. So we fit very well, actually, with the main strategy. That is to provide data connectivity, internet connectivity to all. One of the main focuses we have is, of course, the maritime sector, and we see a big potential in that sector.
Telenor Satellite Broadcasting owns and operates a fleet of satellites. Please update us on their status and how they are addressing the market, and do you have plans for further expansion?
We have Thor 3, 5, 6, and the recent launch number 7, which is fully owned, and then we have a co-ownership in Intelsat 1002 satellite. Thor 3, which is the oldest one, is in inclined orbit, has some business, but not very much. Thor 5 and 6 is fully broadcasting satellites, providing services to mainly the Nordic region, but also to Eastern Europe, where we have a quite substantial business. Then we have 1002, which is our datacom satellite, and then the newest Thor 7, which is a combo with a broadcasting payload. Can address both the Nordic and European market. We will mainly use it for the European market. And then there is a large high-throughput Ka-band payload for datacom. We will mostly address the maritime datacom market. When it comes to further expansion, we will, of course, closely monitor the capacity situation and, say, on short notice, be able to start a new satellite project if needed. However, having said that, the main focus now is, of course, to fill the Thor 7.
Thor 7 launched this year and now ready for service. What does this satellite bring to Telenor Satellite Broadcasting's offering?
First of all, the broadcasting payload is ready for service. The datacom Ka band is still in testing. It will be ready in Q4 this year. Having said that, what it brings growth capacity, both when it comes to volume and also a better product in terms of higher speed. It brings more capacity to address the growing European, Central, Eastern Europe broadcasting market, and it more than 10 times increases the available data capacity for us to address the growing datacom maritime market.
The broadcast sector, Telenor Satellite Broadcasting, has a proven heritage here. HD, 4K, 8K, OTT. From your perspective, what developments do you see in the market and how will it all play out?
That all depends what market we are talking about. As you say, we have a very strong position in the Nordic market and also a relatively strong position in Central Eastern Europe. The Nordic market is quite advanced, mature market, I would say. But still, I wouldn't say it's a very strong demand for HD. Some demand it is, but it's not very high. We are, as a satellite operator, ready to start transmitting tomorrow if it's needed, and we have close discussions with the DTH operators when and how and if that should take place. A lot of factors playing in, the setup boxes and the ARPU in the market and the willingness to pay and so on. But when it comes to, we have the capabilities both on the satellites and on the ground to start with these services at any time. And also we are in the Nordic, we see also a lot of OTT services and very much focused on content, I would say. Whereas in the Central Eastern Europe, the situation is a little bit different. The economic situation is different. The ARPU is much lower. And I would say that the drive there for ultra high D is almost non-existent. So there is more to what extent they should go over to HD. But even that is a slow process due to the different factors, it's set of boxes and ARPU and all those kind of things. We are in close dialogue. We are ready to be there and deliver when there is a need.
Maritime and offshore, what are the main challenges and opportunities currently occupying this sector?
The opportunities are, I believe, great. I think we will see more or less the same at sea that we have seen on land, with a tremendous increase in data usage, just because the people want more or less to use the same, both in business, same business applications, and also the same sort of private social media thing, Facebook or whatever it is, that drives volume. Those needs will be the same over time, at least on sea, on land. So there is a tremendous growth potential. The limiting factors are mostly, as I say, linked to practicalities and logistics. It takes time to retrofit all the vessels with new antennas and new terminals to be able to use the DKHES services. It's more the time it takes to equip all the vessels with new terminals. That's the biggest challenge we have, actually.
How about your route to market?
Well, currently we are a purely wholesaler. We sell through distributors, VNOs and distributors, resellers, all over Europe, Mediterranean, Northern Europe. We do that not to create channel conflicts. So we work very well with all the major resellers in our addressable market, and we have no plans to change that, actually.
Markets, Europe and Middle East, are highly competitive with many satellite operators and, of course, many fibre and wireless operators. What is your take on the market and the future role of satellite?
It's correct. It's highly competitive. There are a lot of players, and I guess you can read all the reports, and all the reports are saying that there will be oversupply in the coming years. So to be able to succeed, you need a good product, but also you need a good customer experience. We have had, and we are putting a lot of energy into continue having an excellent customer experience, both technical experience and all, but also in all sort of steps during all the customer experience, in a way. That's the only way to succeed. So we are quite optimistic. We have a good satellite, we have a good product, and we have a good history with a very high customer satisfaction. But it will be price pressure, it will be oversupply, but we are confident that we have the right mix to succeed.
Where will Telenor Satellite Broadcasting's growth come from over the next 3 to 5 years?
It's the same areas that I have sort of touched into already. It will come from Central Eastern Europe on broadcasting, but it will mainly come from maritime datacom. That's where the majority of the capacity on the satellite is, and that's where we see the majority of the growth.
Morten, we wish you every success.
Thanks so much.